we're giving away $4,000 in jewelry from Diamonds by Drake at Girls Night Out, going on now, live from Duke's Original Roadhouse, and brought to you by Red Stripe Beer, Harmonix Hair and Skin Clinic, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
710 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Actually, it's like 715, yeah, but I'm lying because we were late on this. It is Girls Night Out, Duke's Original Roadhouse out on, what are we?
Beltline.
Beltline, yeah, Beltline and Midway. Come out and check it out. We're going to give away a bunch of diamonds. We're also going to give away a bunch of cow poo.
By the way,
some girl just won diamonds.
Yes, we need to congratulate Ashley McAdams. She won about $3,000 in diamond earrings and a diamond stud pendant from Diamonds by Drake, one of our big sponsors here tonight. So congratulations, Ashley.
Hey now.
Way to go, Ashley. And we are still searching for the girl with the biggest jugs.
Yes.
I got a couple of candidates.
Yeah, George, I noticed you're out there scouting around.
Working it hard.
We're told to visit with the P1.
Exactly, we are. So that's what we're doing.
That's what I'm doing.
But I guess the...
So bring me up to speed on Nash. What's going on?
I guess the big story is that according to some reports out there, Steve Nash has already reached an agreement with the Phoenix Suns. Wow. Not really any details on the length of the contract or the 5 years, $65 million, we're understanding. And Jubb, he's gone.
Well, this to me says last year's search for Jason Kidd, plus taking the point guard in the first round, plus trade rumors said, you know, I don't want to be here anymore.
I guess so.
And he liked Phoenix, and he's got a great monetary offer there. He'll miss playing with Dirk, but...
The Mavericks could have offered him more.
But I don't think they would have offered him much more than that.
He's 565. I mean, that's
pretty
jack,
good for
that's
the
jack.
For
don't
probably,
you think? I mean, that's going to take him to 35 years old.
Yeah, I think it was all those things you just said. Plus, I think he's getting worn out on Cuban, just going back to the kid deal. I think he was ready for, obviously, as quickly as this happened, he was ready for a change of scenery.
More than doubled his salary, and he's going to go from $6 million to $13
million. Yep. Well, I hate that, because I love Steve Nash.
Well,
I hate that he's not going to, and I guess this is not official yet, but I hate that he'd be leaving.
Here's the problem, though. The Mavericks get nothing for him. They get nothing.
Yeah, it's too bad they couldn't. If he's going to leave, it's too bad they couldn't do the sign and trade.
Yeah, because he... But it doesn't sound like that he was too terribly interested in that, not wanting to help him out, because the Mavericks could offer him more money. If I'm the Mavericks, before this becomes official, I'm going to him, I'm saying, look, we can offer you more money and at least give us a chance to trade you away. Because, you know, I understand what you guys are saying about Cuban, but it kind of drives me nuts. Because here's Cuban that's gone out of his way to be a player's owner. He's done everything he can to help these players and do extra for them and make this a classy organization, from travel to the ridiculous items of comfortable chairs to sit in to DVDs in the locker. I know a lot of people think that's ridiculous, but when you're dealing with a salary cap situation, you know, you got to do something to give yourself an advantage, and he has really, really gone out of his way, and it seems like it's unappreciated by these players.
Let me put it this way. Let's say ticket management, as they do, went out of their way to make you comfortable, Grego.
Yeah.
They gave you as much money as you wanted at your desk. You had computer, DVD, whatever you wanted, your cubicle, whatever you wanted.
Which, by the way, they do. I'm very much the highest paid.
But I'm jealous of that. But for 4 hours every day during your show, Dan Bennett sat right over your right shoulder and screamed his head off and told you what to do and what not to do and directed Reiner to do this. With the
but
DVD
is he
players?
Doing that?
Yes.
No. It would.
Cuban is absolutely doing that.
Yes.
Cuban is absolutely doing that. At that point, you would say, you know what? I don't care how nice my locker is. When I'm doing my job, shut up.
Yeah, probably so.
I think there's a real, and maybe this will all come out now when Nash leaves. I think there is a real feeling of, I don't know if animosity is the right word, but uncomfortableness with the way Cuban conducts himself behind the bench with a lot of players on this team.
And with Nelly. You know what, though?
Yeah.
It just goes to show you that you can't win with these players.
Well, that might be true.
You can't. Now, is it right that he stands back there and tries to direct things during the game? No, it's not. But also, I would a lot rather have a guy like that than an absentee owner that has to check the box scores to see how they're doing. I mean, you got a guy in Cuban that cares about what happens to the team, that wants them to win, and is willing to do whatever it takes to get them there. And it just seems like it's going underappreciated, and to me, that's a shame.
I don't think it's been unappreciated. I think it's been overappreciated. I think that's all people talk about is how great he is and the riches he bestows upon his players.
Well, the first chance, one of his guys that he protected bolts. The first chance he gets.
Yes, but let me again put you in Nash's shoes. Let's say a year before your contract was up, you found out Big Dan Bennett was talking to Randy Galloway about replacing you.
I know.
Would you feel unappreciated?
That burned him last year.
Probably
I guarantee
so.
You that burned
probably
him.
So.
That put some water under the bridge. And think about it. If you're leaving the court sometimes exhausted, and it's not Cuban ripping the refs or ripping the other team, it's ripping you.
Yeah.
And sometimes, hey, play a little defense, dude. I'm telling you, man, that wears thin.
Have you heard through the grapevine that he does that?
Yes, Cuban directly talks to the players? I've heard from several people in the organization.
Some players that
just drives them nuts. And from some players that they think that he's turned the league's officials against them.
And some of the stuff they have to put up with is because of what Cuban's doing. Now, I'm not saying this is the reason why Nash is leaving. No. I'm just trying to piece it together of why.
It's one of the reasons.
Why they would meet with him last night at 11:01 or call him, and you think, hey, okay, they got the early, and all of a sudden now you had this big reversal. That tells me that Steve Nash had his mind made up. He didn't want to play here anymore.
Some of that stuff is indefensible. I agree, but
I mean, Cuban does a lot of great things,
but also, as you guys do, I remember 5-6 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
When we didn't talk about NBA basketball
because we
had the lowest rent basketball team in the league.
And Cuban is responsible for juicing this thing back to life, and he should be given credit for that. But at times he takes it too far, and I think his enthusiasm is detrimental.
There's a real good and bad to Cuban, and I'd say most of it is good. But the bad sometimes costs them. And in this case, it may have cost him Steve Nash. Because I don't know what else would have cost him. He likes playing with Dirk. He likes Nelly's offense. He likes his teammates. He likes Dallas. He's told us many times he loves living here.
Well, and also to be fair to Nash, though, maybe the fact that the Mavs only wanted to give him 4 years could have been the deciding factor. Maybe he thought, this is the last big contract I'll ever sign. If I can get 5 or 6 somewhere else, I'll do it.
Yeah, people assumed they were going to max him out. I don't know about that. I don't know what the offer
was. Well, I don't know that it would have been smart to max him out and give him 5 years.
Junior had the stats this morning on point guards. That was really interesting.
Yeah, that was good.
About do you invest in a point guard at that age? You know, it looks like a bad thing, but you know, if Marquise Daniels and Devin Harris can play, then maybe the Mavericks move on and they don't miss a beat. Personally, I hate it just because I was a huge Steve Nash fan. I just loved him, and I hate that he's leaving.
You know what? I think that we did see evidence, you know, Exhibit A in Gary Payton in the playoffs of what happens when a point guard is just done.
Yep. Yeah, he may be.
Do you think the Lakers are fired up that, hey, he's coming back?
Point guards, more than any other position, have to run at a high energy level, and they're always the slightest built guys on the court, usually. They're the smallest guys, so a little bit of pounding goes a long way. Plus, in Nelly's offense, I don't know if Cuban's keeping Nelly around, but he may have been envisioning Nash in that high-octane offense for 4 or 5 years and thinks he wouldn't hold up.
And I really think that Steve Nash, I mean, we know what his, you know, he's played more games than anybody in the last 2 years.
Yeah,
Nash.
Probably, yeah.
But we have seen evidence early on of what happens when he starts to break down, and we've also seen evidence of what happens when he runs out of gas in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a guy that is going to be all-star caliber 1 week, and the next week, he's done.
Has he ever lit it up in the playoffs here?
That's another thing.
The answer is no, and I think a lot of times his three-pointer falls short, it's because he's got dead legs.
Yes, he had a couple of huge games against San Antonio last year. He was part of that big comeback, whatever it was, game 5.
Yeah, but he's never had a series.
No, you're right. He hasn't been consistent.
A whole playoff run where he's been as good as he's been in the regular season.
Yeah, but then again, when you look around, neither's Mike Bibby, and he's a lot younger than Nash.
But, you know, on a personal level, he's our Rusty Greer.
Exactly.
I just hate that he's leaving. He's a good guy, and he's one of those, like Mike Modano, is just one of those guys who's not cocky. He's just very aware of just being a guy, and I don't know. I hate that he's leaving.
Well, you know what?
It's a big loss.
The basketball scene in this area was better off for having Steve Nash here.
Absolutely.
I mean, he came in here, and you know, if you want to talk about his off the court stuff, you know, building all those, you guys were a part of that.
Dallas courts,
you know, building all
South
those
Dallas,
courts in South Dallas. I mean, he was really terrific for basketball here, a great guy, and it's always bad when a guy like that leaves. It's really puzzling to me how he caught the first train out of town.
I know. That is, see, that
he wanted out.
Isn't that kind of a stick in the finger at the Mavericks of, all right, you shot for Jason Kidd, you draft the point guard, let's go to Phoenix.
Yeah.
The very next day.
Not even the next day.
I mean, the day of free agency. It just, it speaks that there's more to the story that we thought we knew between Nash and the Mavericks.
I think it just goes to show that whatever the Mavericks are saying right now, and whatever everybody is trying to piece this puzzle together, I don't think we're going to know the complexion of this thing until they tip off the first game.
We're
just not, because I'm still not totally convinced that if push comes to shove, that they won't trade Dirk for Shaq. I'm not convinced of that.
You know,
I know they're saying that Cuban is saying absolutely.
Wouldn't he look foolish now?
Absolutely no way.
Unequivocally saying there's no way I'd trade him and to trade him now?
No, you know why? Because you just go into a press conference, Junior, and you just say, you know what?
We had a chance to get Shaq.
We had a chance to get Shaq. It's kind of like the Rangers with A-Rod.
Yeah.
Hey, he's our captain.
Yeah.
We're not going to trade him. But then circumstances happen, and
can say they've lost Nash.
Yeah.
And when you're Cuban, if you present Shaq at the press conference, then the fans say, oh, okay, who cares?
Exactly.
We're not going to jump his case for trading Dirk.
Wow. Steve Nash going back to his first team.
Yep, the Phoenix Suns. Oh, I hate that.
But you like that burger you're about to tear into.
That's not mine.
That's not yours?
No. I'll eat it, though.
Well, it's somebody's.
Someone better claim it pretty fast. It's out.
Tell you what, there's two more.
You can have them.
Of those right there. And Gordo, if you grab both of them, you're going to draw back a nub. You can have one of them.
That's been chewed on.
Not both of them.
All right, you guys ready to make a line change?
We are. Who do we have coming up next?
Chubb, Big Dick Hunter, and TV Tim to talk about Steve
Nash. Double shift.
On the ticket.